You are now listening to Out of the Blank.
Welcome back to a scripted show. This is a scripted show, Stuart. Welcome back. I want to ask you, what's on your mind? What's on the brain today?
The brain today is probably TikTok. Why? That's TikTok? What's on my brain. Because, right, I don't think I told you this when I came on last time. A few months in January this year, I started a TikTok channel. Nothing to do with my podcast. It was called Make Money with Stu, and it's still active, okay? So you've seen these, I don't know if you use TikTok, but there's a lot of videos on there and it's about side hustles and how to make money on the side.
It's a Gary Vee type app.
Yeah, that type of shit. But he's like more legit than these jokers. These are just people fresh out of fucking, they've paid for a course and now they're on TikTok trying to sell you that course. It's like a pyramid scheme in a way. So basically,
if you really want motivation, you talk to a crackhead. Because first of all, they're all about hustle. They're all about, I got to sell this crack. I got to get this crack money.
It's like that. It's that mentality. So I went on there and I started like this. Have you heard of the Legendary Marketer Challenge? So it's called, what's it called now? This is how involved I am. I can't remember. What's it fucking called? Something marketing. What is it called?
Targeted marketing?
No, it's where you work for... Whole you Foods? Don't. No, you don't work. You don't work for a company, but you sell their product and you get a commission for it without seeing the stock. Why is it not coming to me? I've been doing this for months.
It'll probably come back at a later time.
Yeah. Anyway, so basically, say Amazon. They've got an associate program. Okay, so you can sign up for that. You can pick any product on Amazon and put a link on your website. If anyone clicks on that link and buys that product through your link, you get a commission.
Okay, so you get like It's kind of like when people do the Clubhouse app. You get a referral link and then people get...
Exactly.
You get points for their... Yeah, okay.
So that's the premise. So I went on there to do this challenge from this thing called Legendary Marketer, which is run by Dave Sharp, who I think was... He must have been on Shark Tank. We have it. It's called Dragon's Den here, but Shark Tank's a similar thing over there. I think he won that back in the day.
Wait, you guys have a show like Shark Tank, but it's called Dragon's Den?
Yeah.
That's way fucking cooler than ours.
Yeah, so your sharks, the same premise. So you've got the investors who get pitched to by people and they invest in the business. That's the premise, right, of Shark Tank. And they're called sharks.
Yeah.
Yeah. So we have Dragon's Den, but they're called the dragons.
Where the fuck was that meeting at? Why wasn't I involved in that? I would have been like, whoa, do you want to be a shark or do you want to be a dragon? They're like, well, sharks don't sleep and they're cold-blooded killers. I'm like, but it's a fucking mythical beast that can fly.
Yeah. I bet ours came first as well.
Okay.
It must have done. So I was doing this challenge and it's 15-day challenge, not 7 days, 15 days. And each day you do a course. And it's like a video that you watch and you set up all these affiliate marketing. That's what it's called. We knew it'd come back.
Okay.
Affiliate marketing. And you set up all these websites and it's about, you know, when you go on a website and it's like, oh, this massive offer and they ask for your email and they might send you a free ebook or something.
Yeah. So, kind of like when I go to a clothing store and they're like, what's your email? I'm like, what?
You get spammed with all the email, don't you?
I'm fucking buying the shirt. Why do I need to put in my email?
Yeah. So this is similar. So the popular one at the minute is the keto diet. So imagine you're wanting to get involved in the keto diet and you find someone's Instagram or someone's landing page and it says, right, we'll send you a free keto recipe book in exchange for your email. That's how they get you. Then you turn into a lead. When they've got all these emails, they spam you with all these emails on their email list, hoping that you will upsell later and buy something more expensive. They get more commission down the line and they refer people onto the course. That's how you kind of make money on it. So I thought, fuck it, I'll do this challenge, see what it's about. And I had a couple of videos where I went on there, and rather than saying, because people go, oh, how to make $100 on YouTube in a day and all this kind of bullshit. And I thought, why is no one calling these people out? So I went on there and started making videos calling these people out and testing these side hustles. And it fucking took off massively. Like, I've got, I think, just short of 60,000 followers on there now. But the funniest thing was I did it all in an American accent because I was parodying the videos that I saw. So people on there think I'm American.
Well, let me hear the American accent.
What do you want me to say?
I don't know. Say something in American. What do we usually say?
Let me think. What do we usually say?
I don't even have an American accent. I'm more Baltimore. If we're talking on the phone, I'll say talking instead of talking. And it's just, I don't know. I just, people
talking,
like,
talking on the phone.
Sound like a mix of like, you ever see that video where like, I'm Brittany Betch? Like when she says that, it's like you do that. Like I'm talking on like the phone. That's the voice cackle. I don't like when people have that back end. You know, you meet those people in stores where they're like, I guess. And you're like, why are you doing that with your voice? It hurts my head.
Yeah. It's like, you know, I just went to the beach earlier and I had like a fro-man, what's he called? A froyo.
You sound like a stoned out Matthew McConaughey. And that's
I started with that wave. Totally. Just biggest wave I've ever ridden. Yeah. Come on. Let's do it. Let's go ride skateboards at the park. Come on.
I've never heard somebody say, let's go ride our skateboards to the park.
I don't have the references. Whatever. So I did this thing and I got that fucking involved with it. I did like voice work on Fiverr, like doing voiceovers and shit. And I was like, right, what do you guys think of my English accent? And I started talking in my normal voice. And people were commenting saying, oh, it's a bit ropey. It's not that great. You need to work on it. I'm like, that's my actual fucking voice. And people are saying that it's not a good English accent. So then I forgot what my voice was.
Oh, yeah. That happens to me with Christopher Walken. If I start doing Christopher Walken for a long time, I can't snap out of it. Like, you ever hear who does a really good impression of Christopher Walken is the guy from Foo Fighters, the singer?
Dave Grohl.
Yeah, he was like, Christopher Walken came to me and he was announcing us in the stage. And then he was like, when do you do the emphasis on your name? Do you do it on the Foo or do you do it on the Fighters? And he's like, it would be the Fighters. And he goes, now introducing the Foo Fighters, and then he does it like that, and it's like, but once I do that all day, I like, if I just get into it like for a while, I can't snap back into my actual voice, where then I have this like probably what serial killers deal with, where they don't know who they are anymore. It's like, how many kills until you lose yourself? I think it's probably around the third or fourth one.
Yeah, that's a good accent though. I like that. But on the TikTok thing, so I've started focusing now on the podcast one. And I had a video the other day, I think it was yesterday, that kicked off. It's got like 30,000 views on there. But some of the comments are just from absolute idiots. Like the people that use that app are just, the minds just don't work properly. So it was about this serial killer, this paedophile, this Scottish guy called Robert Black. And he killed all these girls. He sexually assaulted them and all this kind of stuff. So I've got 60 seconds to kind of promote that. So in the video I did the day before, I said, right, these are the victims. These are who he killed. This one, I said, how he got caught. And how he got caught was he abducted this girl, this six-year-old, drove her away, sexually assaulted her, put a hood over her head, bound her hands behind her back, and shoved her in a sleeping bag in the back of this van. But someone saw him kidnap her, phoned the police, and the police pulled him over. Now, it turns out that the policeman that pulled him over was the girl's dad, because it was a small local village. So I didn't put that part in this 60-second clip because I didn't think it was really that relevant to the overall story. The amount of comments I got, oh, it was the girl's dad, it was the girl's dad, it was the girl's dad. I'm like, yeah, about 50 people have said that now. I get it, whatever. Then someone's put, oh, where have you got your information from? The newspapers. Yeah. Yeah, I don't know the guy. Do you know what I mean? I hope he gets hung for this. He's been dead 5 years. It's like, do your fucking research. Someone said, because I didn't say that cop was that girl's dad, they said, this is factually incorrect. Do the whole thing again. Do your homework, homework, homework. I'm like, fuck you, man. Check my fucking sources.
It's kind of, I mean, you do probably one of the most difficult podcast styles, especially if you do anything with true crime and history, are probably the top two where you need to actually be 100% on your shit, or you're going to get called out even over the smallest detail, even if it doesn't even matter. Like, for instance,
people like to be smart. They'll say, my friend knew him. My friend's friend said this. And you're like, how the fuck can I get that as a source? Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Go traipsing through YouTube and messaging commenters saying, did you know this guy? No, but my cousin's boyfriend did. All right. Can I put that in? Yeah.
It's kind of like, you know who Lorena Bobbitt is?
No.
Thank you. Finally. I've been saying this for like the past 10 episodes. I go, you know who Lorena Bobbitt is? Everyone's like, yeah. I'm like, how do you know the act that was done, but you don't know the actual person's name, just like myself. I did not know, but everyone I've talked to that I've mentioned that example, they all know. And I'm like, how the fuck am I the only one that just found this out? Lorena Bobbitt's the guy that chopped, or the girl that chopped off her husband's dick and threw it out the window.
Right. Yeah.
You've heard of that, right?
I've heard the story. Yeah. Yeah.
That makes me think, because I was like, nobody even thinks about it. Imagine you piss someone off so much, they chop off your dick, and then you're driving a car. So you have to pull the car over to the side of the road, and you're outside of the car, like screaming for 30 minutes. And then you decide, now I need to look for it. And now you're scavenging through, like holding your crotch, looking through the fields, like, where is it? It's over here. It's a fucking like leftover hoagie. It's like, that's not my dick. It's like, all right, yeah. Keep looking. And it took hours to find it. And then he got it sewed back on. And then he did porn. And I'm like, fuck. Like,
Jesus Christ.
Who watched it? I want to look up the video.
Don't tell me you've not watched it. Come on. Let's be honest here.
I don't want to see like Frankenstein's dick. That's probably the name of the porn.
Imagine being the woman, like, or the guy. I don't know if it was gay porn. Imagine being the, we've got a guy coming in. We'll pay you double. Why? What is it? Well, he's got a reattached dick. I'd be like, you can triple my pay for a start. I'm not fucking sucking it.
That's the only motivation you need. You see all these like motivational people. Like, I'm not a fan of it when like the TikTok videos, I'm glad you make fun of them. Like when you see the people, like I've talked to a few that were like, well, I wrote a book about motivation, about all this, and they give me some story or something. I'm like, that's cool. But like, what the fuck are you? And I get the point of it. Like there are people out there that are probably towards like, I don't know what to do with my life. And they're really depressed. And they think that a book is going to give them the information to be able to figure it out. But I've never gotten to that point where I want to read somebody telling me the 5 tips to change my life or the 5 ways to unfuck myself. I'm like, What's tip number one? Realize that I'm not doing anything. I'm not doing this hustlement. I think that's why a lot of people like initially like Trump was because not only because like shit he said, and he was kind of against the norm of what we would classify as like an average president, but more on the concept of his mentality, why he was always in rap songs was this hustle grind mentality that is a part of the world today is about grinding. If you're not doing something right now, you're not doing anything. You know, Jamie Kennedy said it best. I don't know if you remember Jamie Kennedy.
Yeah, I remember his show, yeah.
He talked about, like, he goes, the reason why I'm not in the public eye anymore is because if I wasn't doing my recording for my show at 8 a.m. and then at 10 a.m. doing a podcast, and then at 1 a.m. shooting for, or 1 p.m. shooting for a movie, and at 3 I was doing something else, and then if I wasn't doing another podcast, then you're out of the fucking business. And that's true. It's like you have to make so much moves in a short amount of time with the amount of time that you do have to even feel like you're doing anything in today's world. And I'm like, no wonder you got people fucking killing other people and doing shit for attention. It's like fucking the world's running insane right now. And like people say, like, you talk shit on motivation, but you're motivational, Robbie. I've heard you talk. I'm like, no. I'm authentic and rational when it comes to an aspect of, if you know what depression is, you know what going through that shit is like. It's not fucking fun. So you can talk to someone who might be experiencing it because you have your good days and your bad days. I'm not telling anybody, oh, you're not, you ever, oh, here we go. Here's a rant. Ready? The guy on YouTube, the advertisement where he goes, just sitting in front of my McLaren. And I'm like, oh, okay. And he goes, in front of all my books of Stephen King. And he's like showing the background of Stephen King. And he goes, let me tell you how you can be successful and not a piece of shit. And I'm like, you're a piece of shit. First of all, I don't know how you got that shit. Maybe selling somebody's organs, but you did not get that from the fucking book you wrote. Right. I don't know how people randomly fall with this money in their lap. And I started to notice it when I was podcasting with these motivational people that write books. Much like I can do right now with my chair, for instance. I have a nice little business chair, what, $20 at Walmart. Got a fucking $1 blanket that I'm sitting on. Got a $300 microphone and got a black curtain up. I can make it look like I could just start going, well, I own a multi-million dollar business. And then also I own a couple of Lamborghinis and a couple of Ferraris. And let me tell you, what I started doing is...
I love that voice. That's funny as fuck.
Once I started figuring out that crack was actually more than cocaine on the market, I switched over my business and my profits just skyrocketed. That's all they have to do. Like eventually they just get up and they're in their fucking underwear. You see it in the Zoom call and you're like, you're not fucking, you're not even, there's a TikTok video of it. I think is, woman, she's sitting in, she has like a nice blazer and a tuxedo on. She's teaching kids for her school. And then she made a TikTok video. She goes, when I'm working, and it's her talking and doing all this stuff. And then she goes, when I'm off work. And then it's like her with the tuxedo thing on, but below she's wearing her underwear. And then she just pulls out ice cream off to the side and then in view of the camera and starts eating it. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, it's all about what you're showing to people. If you start dressing successful, if you like act successful, if you act like the cock of the walk, you can really put off a fake image. And I'm like, fucking, I'd rather just know that you're a normal person, not some giant CEO of a company. You get that the mm-hmm. best at my work. There's this dude who wears like the same jacket every single day, really crappy shorts. I mean, it's a gym, so you're just wearing whatever mm-hmm. you wear to work out. But this car pulls up right in front of my fucking gym. And I'm like, fucking, what? Who just pulls up front? What kind of jerk? Nobody's in it. There's no driver. It's a self-auto drive up, like pulled up for him. Yeah. Started up and everything, heating the car up because this was like during winter when it was cold. He just walks outside and gets in his car and drives off. I'm like, that dude's fucking rich, and you would never even know unless you saw him get out of that car.
You know, it's a good example of that is Conor McGregor and when he fought Floyd Mayweather. So Conor McGregor used to live on a council estate in Ireland, quite a rough upbringing. He's never had money, used to get benefits from the government and all this kind of stuff. You know, he had a rough time. Floyd Mayweather, obviously his dad was a boxer. He's probably grown up a bit wealthier. But have you noticed the difference? What are you laughing at?
The way you said rough, it sounded like roof.
Rough. Yeah, rough.
All right, go back to what you're saying. Wolf.
Yeah. So have you... Rough. Have you noticed the difference in how Floyd Mayweather dresses versus how Conor McGregor dresses?
Yeah.
So Floyd Mayweather will rock up in jeans, t-shirt. He looks like he's a kid. Like he's just dressed for comfort. Bill Gates does the same. All these rich motherfuckers don't need to go around and put that perception out there that they are rich. They just know they're rich. Whereas McGregor, if you look at his Instagram and stuff, he's always flashing his brand new $20,000 Rolex. He's got the custom suits. He's taking the piss out of people who aren't as rich as him. It's like, you might be rich on paper, but you're not wealthy. There's a different mentality.
I think, this is what gets me a little interested in like true crime and all that stuff is like the way that people's minds work. You know, it's very, very fascinating to see how someone like thinks of something in a certain way because it makes sense from their perspective of things. Like once you start really looking at OJ, for instance, like people go like, how can you rationalize what OJ did? I can fucking rationalize 100% what OJ did. Imagine being so upset, so distraught that someone had cheated on you with someone that you know, that you literally were forced to the point of breaking where you ended up killing somebody. I mean, that's a horrible mm-hmm. act to get towards, but it's like people go like, for instance, I'll ask you this because I was going to ask you this later. The death penalty. How do you feel about that? Because like I'm conflicted because I can see the point of it. I can see why like you need to get rid of a problem rather than focusing on the essential amount of time. And that's the issue, though, is like I don't think anybody is unredeemable. I think pedophiles, whatever, they're all redeemable. They're all people that can be fixed. But do you have the money, the effort, the time, all this stuff to put into that person? I believe I'm going to keep shouting out my little program I'm trying to get started that's not really getting a lot of steam because I don't think people want to do this, but I want to give psychedelics or these type of mind-altering spiritual drugs to convicts, you know, people that are suffering. It's like, would you rather spend life or something in prison, or would you rather take a psychedelic and hopefully be able to change something in your mind to make you a more rational and more compassionate human being? I consider that an effort or an avenue to maybe research or go down. But people see it as like, I know in the states, for instance, I think it was like the 26th or 23rd state, Virginia, abolished the death penalty. And people are like, that's still a thing? People still do the death penalty? It's like, yeah, because throwing somebody in prison for the rest of their life, what makes them think you want them to be punished for the act that they did? Sure. But there's no redeemable thing about that. There's no, like, you're going to go back into society. This person is locked down forever. So it's easier just be like, fucking put them to death. So we can just get rid. We don't have to worry about the mouth to feed. That's the thinking of the government. And a lot of people go, well, that's horrible. It's like, you're fucking running a country with a shit ton of people in there. A lot of your acts aren't going to be fucking rational. I mean, you got to think, like, even me saying give each individual person try and get them, make them redeemable by spending all that time to do that. There are not a lot of people that want to invest years upon years upon years at the possibility of being able to fix somebody. I'm like, but somewhere it went wrong. Nobody is born a psychopath. It's developed through them. It might be something in their genetics where their brain fucking switches at one point, like someone that has schizophrenia or someone that's bipolar. But I'm like, fucking technology's leading everybody to fucking schizophrenia. You talk to one person 1 minute, the next day they're fucking pissed off at you and want to fight you. You're like, what the fuck is this shit?
Do you think that nobody can be born evil then? Do you think every single case is a case of nurture versus nature?
I'll go back to what I told you before, and I sent you the book, Charles Manson.
Mm-hmm. I've been recommended that by someone else as well. It is on my to-do list.
He might be a fucking crazy person, but the government also pushed him there, so there's an outlying factor. I don't know anybody that is born just fucking the devil, like, the boy from Omen, Damien, I think his name is. Like, nobody's born with a fucking bowl cut and the son of Satan. Maybe the Antichrist. We can. He's an exception, I guess, of the fucking thing I'm trying to promote here. I don't even know what I'm promoting, just fucking saying here. But have you come across anybody that you would say is born inherently evil? Like, eventually you slap a kid on the nose, tell them that's not the right thing to do. And they're like, oh, I guess that's not the right thing to do. Shouldn't eat my own shit.
I'd probably say John Venables, pure evil.
Why?
Have you heard the case of James Bulger, little Jamie Bulger?
No.
So this is from, I'll get my date. People in the UK listen to this and think, you don't know your stats. No, ducks. It's the only case I refuse to work. Basically, this kid, Jamie Bulger.
He sounded like an old detective. This is the only case I won't work. It's like, fucking, yeah. We need you, Stuart. We need you.
I won't touch this one with a barge pole. So this kid was two, right? This Jamie Bulger was two. He went to a shopping center with his mom and she turned around for 2 seconds. And in that 2 seconds, it's on CCTV as well. These two kids, John Venables, and I forget the other guy's name because it was all this John Venables' face was plastered everywhere. I forget the other guy's name. But he was like 11 years old and the other kid was nine. Walks up to this kid, Jamie Bulger, grabs his hand, leads him away out of the shopping center. So basically kidnaps him as a kid, right? They take this kid and they take him to a train track. They start dropping bricks on his head. They start shoving things up his ass. They start pouring like paint on him and shit. Oh, ridiculously horrific. This kid's two, man. And these kids are like 9 and 11. You know, they're not adults. The fucking psychopaths.
I would say look at what happened in their life and trying to figure out what they adapted.
That's true. Now I don't know the background of their story. Again, I've not looked into the case that much. It's fucking awful. But I mean, if you're saying it's nurture, something bad has got to have happened for them kids, because you can listen to the interviews of them when they're being interviewed by police. They don't give a fuck. They're not even like bothered. There's no remorse, no nothing. But his identity is protected, and the amount of people that have released pictures of who they say he is now because he's in witness protection, how bad's that from the public? Because they know he'll get lynched and he'll get murdered and tortured. That's how hated he is in the UK. If someone releases a picture of him and they say this is him and it turns out to be someone else, that person gets hate mail, gets threats, death threats. They could kill themselves over, I don't know if that's even happened before, maybe it has. So the security and the identity of this guy, his name, where he lives, what it looks like now, is so secretive here, because they're protecting someone who's done that to a kid because they know what will happen to him. People will take the law into their own hands.
Yeah, I mean, you can get that over anything. There's that, the Miami Dolphins football player, football as in American football. He missed a kick like 1990-something or whatever for the Super Bowl. And he missed it. And it was all because the laces on the ball. It was an Ace Ventura.
This is an Ace Ventura film. Was it based on true events?
Yeah, the kicker. Everyone fucking hated him and was spray painting his house. And his whole family basically were like embarrassed to have him as a kid. Yeah. You know, you can get that really over anything. But like, I guess if you're born with something like that, I would call that a mental disability. Like, there are movies, and I had a script for a movie one time where it was like a kid He was hanging with his friends, but he had like no sense of emotion, no like killings, any of that stuff. He accidentally got into a car accident, was the plot of the movie that I was creating with this guy in an episode where I was like, he ended up, you know, this person gets in a car crash and he just sees a thing in pain. And he's like, got to put it out of its misery, and stabs the dude in the head. And it's like fucking his best friend sees. He's like, oh, my God, you just killed someone. The kid didn't know what he did wrong. So then he just starts killing, thinking he's sending people to heaven as like a gift, or as like, you know, I'm putting you out of your misery, not realizing that you can help all these people. He just sees all these things, and the line keeps getting drawn at the killings and stuff. He ends up trying to kill his friend and all these things because they're not talking anymore. It's a long fucking plot to a thing, but I thought it was pretty good. Mm-hmm. But the health wise to it, mental health, there's something there that's an issue. You can be born with schizophrenia, or you could be born with something that just lies dormant for so long and then gets awakened. So that's the only reasonable thing. But I don't think anybody just borns like, I'm going to be the fucking devil of the universe. You know what I mean? But even when you're talking about that act with the kid, for instance, that's a tough one, because I think that's why people hate pedophiles so much. Like when it comes to like a concept of like QAnon, that whole fake thing that was going on for a while, like people chasing pedophiles on the internet, is because the worst thing in society's mind, or in people's minds, is if you do anything to a child, something that's so small, when you're obviously way more powerful than a kid. You know, I guarantee you, I'm fucking 23. I can take down as many 10-year-olds they could come at me with fucking bats. I beat the shit out of every single one of them. You know what I mean? Like, I'm confident in my skills when it comes to beating up 10-year-olds. Skills. So that's what the issue is when someone can't defend themselves, is when I start to get, you know, people get passionate and get upset about things, is when you, especially something so little too, and you see an act like that, but maybe those kids had something wrong with them. You know what I mean? Like, you know, if you listen to Eminem's songs, he's fucking got some songs that are like, geez, like, you know, how are you not more fucked up? Like, you got to realize where people find addiction. They start sewing it with addiction or sewing with something like that. Something happens in their life that causes them to do that. And it's funny because Marilyn Manson right now is getting Me Too'd. And I'm just like, look at him. Look at him. Any guy that looks like that is not fucking normal when it comes to maybe stuff in the bedroom. And she's like, I wasn't ready. And I'm like, what the f-? He brought in an octopus. Like, I would not push that down at all. The way he looks, the octopus was just an example. There are the singer for Aerosmith, he used a baby shark, like one of those like little tiny nurse sharks or whatever. He stuck it in a girl's, you know what.
Why?
I think it was the singer for Aerosmith. I know that it was either the singer of Aerosmith or the singer of Chili Peppers.
So what's it called? Steven
Tyler.
Tyler, that's him. Yeah. Davis.
He wrote a book. Yeah. It was either him or Anthony Kiedis from Red Hot Chili Peppers talked about bringing a baby shark or an octopus or something into the bedroom and then sticking it up a girl. That's what I'm saying, is like, you don't know what people are like. I'm more in support of people that wear that freak flag on the front. Like people that are like, when I see Mr. Rogers, why I call him a psychopath, for instance. I don't think he's a child murderer. I just look at him and I go, you probably like to cross dress. And that's not an issue. But it's the fact that he keeps this so uptight, like I'm the perfect person type thing. And I'm like, nobody's that fucking perfect. Those are the people that you look at. And it's funny you mentioned TikTok. I've never trusted TikTok. Mostly because if you really pay attention correctly, you can find some very weird ass fucking videos. I watched they go 60 seconds or something. It's a dude, an older man, like an old guy, naked, wearing a train conductor hat, and he's just shaking his balls in front of the, and it's a weird song playing, like, dun, 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 like just playing in the background, but for the whole entire length of the video. And you just notice there's a bunch of people like, she said, I look good in lipstick. And then I told that bitch to fuck off. And then she's putting on lipstick. And you could tell this isn't for comedy effect. This is someone with some severe mental health issues. Like, there's a woman that has a TikTok account where she goes, Clarice, why did you block me, Clarice? And it's just, she's actually thinking she's sending private messages, but she's posting actual TikToks, and people are just finding it fucking amusing that this person that might have a mental disability is doing TikTok. And it's just so... it's horrible to laugh at, but she got to a little bit. But China, for instance. So TikTok and Clubhouse, those are both heavily involved Chinese apps. And they're not available in China, but they're available over here. The first time Clubhouse went live, which I'm happy I never got into any of these apps. When Clubhouse first went live over here, it was not banned in China. So that means for the first, I think, 6 weeks that the app after the app initially came out, they ended up banning it in China because now people were communicating in China, in Korea, to all these other places where they have not, they're not supposed to have any outside information, any contact with anybody from the outside, because it, they like to live in this fucking bubble. And a lot of people don't understand this, is that Korea and all these places, they only show what they government wants you, like they do boycotts, for instance.
No, they don't have internet and shit, do they? They've got their own like,
they only have a few couple of channels. But like, I don't know if you saw the tweet or the reason why like China and all that banned the NBA. Did you see that?
No.
So this is like a, I think it was like about 2 years ago, 3 years ago, it was a big thing. The NBA banned China because of a tweet that one person said that wasn't even in, they were just associated with the NBA. It was something like stupid, but China didn't like it. So like in America or in the UK, when you do a boycott, that's the people boycotting. That's like, okay, the people are upset. When in China, boycott is the government says it's not okay. And then now, like, so what they said was this tweet was not offensive to the Chinese government, but it was offensive to 1.4 billion Chinese people. That tweet was. And it's like, well, how is that possible if 1.4 billion people that are offended by this tweet aren't allowed to have Twitter? There's no Twitter in China. There's none of that stuff going on over there. There's none of that stuff. You guys have banned all of that. So how does this make sense? And you start to realize, like, this so this is a podcast with, it's called Josh Rubin on Joe Rogan's podcast, or no, Josh Rogan, his same last name just spelled differently. He starts talking about, he's a journalist, he starts talking about all these things, like with the pandemic, China got upset because when the NBA was banned out of there, NBA was trying to make things, they're like, well, just so we know, like Nike, for instance, was like, how are our shoes being made? If we're making our shoes from you guys because it's cheaper, is this happen to be like sweatshop shoemaking? And they're like, what? And then they fucking pulled the plug and they banned Nike, they banned all this type of shit. And it's like, well, I was just wanted to know that, like, my, like for America, we got a shipment, a real shipment of I think 15,000 pounds of human hair, and luckily, to our president's point, he sent it back. Trump sent it back because he found out that, like, people don't really give a shit where the hair comes from. At least most people. If you're going to say we have hair coming in, we're going to make wigs, people are like, I can't wait to get my fucking wig. But someone raised the question, where did this hair come from? And then information was leaked out that it was from a concentration camps, the slave camps in China, where like people in that country would accidentally click on a VPN. And then like a few hours later, there was a account of a girl that accidentally clicked on a link that she wasn't supposed to. She clicked on it. Fucking 6 hours later, she hears a, opens up her door. They take her, put her in a camp, shave her head, do all this type of stuff. She ends up getting out 2.5 years later. She lost her scholarship because she wasn't attending any of her classes. Her credit system was completely fucked. And then one last thing before she left was, they go, the doctor comes in, or the medical board to check her out and everything, make sure she's okay to go back. You don't want any signs of her being abused or anything. And this is all from this podcast. So if everything I'm saying is like, I'm trying to give you the best analysis from, I've listened to it 150 times and I still can barely soak in all the information. So it's like listening to fucking Alex Jones. I have to fucking keep rewinding. So I'll send it to you. But he goes, this girl goes into his office, doctor comes in. Next thing you know, girl gets knocked out, wakes back up, and they said that she can leave. And she goes, why? And they go, you're fixed. And she goes, what do you mean I'm fixed? They fucking made it so she can't have any more kids. Jeez. All from fucking clicking on something she couldn't click into, because it was a conspiracy to their government is what they labeled it as. Now, when Trump sent the human hair back to – sent the boat back saying, we don't want it if it's shaved off somebody's head. The thing about America is we don't want to get – and we do get shit for too. When we get involved, people get mad. When we don't get involved in something like this, the best thing for us to do is be like, not even going to dip my hands in that pool. Much like a lot of people would do, just be like, I'm not, like when you see a person fighting another person on the street, you're like, I'm not fucking getting into that shit. So when they sent it back, China goes, you're racist. What are you doing? What are you doing? You're going, and they start raising a bunch of hell where it's like, you don't trust our business. You don't do this. All right, we're going to pull this and pull this. And it's like, whoa, we're not trying to go against you. We just don't want this because this is going to be really bad in the eyes of our people that live here. Same thing with the COVID thing. Anything that gets related to that Wuhan lab or the bat or whatever the fuck it is seen as a racist. And that's why Trump called it, like, he called it the China virus.
Yeah.
Fucking his information was coming from Xi Jinping, who he thought he was friends with. Xi Jinping is like one of the main guys in China or whatever, who told Trump in February and March, he said it goes away in warm weather, which he announced. He says the scientists say that it goes away in warm weather. It wasn't the scientists. It was his fucking leader of the Korea, of the China that he had cake with. And then he finds out they're not fucking friends. It's like, no shit. Korea just, Biden said some shit recently and Korea has now announced war against us. Basically. He's like, I'm fucking tired of the US. They have their own fucking mindset. See, when we look at the COVID thing, we look at Fauci. He was wrong, so he can't ever be right again. Let's look past the wrong shit. Let's look to the right shit. Much like probably in the UK, we're all trying to figure it the fuck out right now.
Mm-hmm.
The way China thinks of it is like this. Instead of being so wrong and all these people that have died is like, oh my God, they're killing grandma. That type of mentality that we think of it of not getting someone else sick. China goes... So over 550,000 people have died, or no, more than that probably have died. Now imagine each one of those caskets with a lawyer. That's how China looks at it. Like, this is going to fucking hit us hard. So if we're going down, then America's going down as well too. So now no one wants to find the correct information because they're all afraid of the blame getting pushed onto someone rather than looking at ever coming out of this again. So it's a mixture of factors on this. But when I was listening to this podcast, it was like, what the fuck? And then like they start talking about like the penguin theory, which is like there's a little bird, not a penguin, there's like another fucking little creature, and they think it somehow got transferred from that, and then all this shit, and it just spread. But there's also another one, it's like the ice box theory, which is like it came from the frozen food packages. So they searched every single frozen food thing, they searched all this shit, and it was like, what is this? And the guy goes, it's busy work. Imagine trying to search every single frozen package or every single frozen popsicle, whatever, out of every single company, every single truck that was established in the past year and a half. He goes, that's over 100 years of work. What are you going to be doing? You're going to be doing busy work. You're going to be paying attention to this for 100 years and not actually sorting at the actual root thing of what might be wrong. And it's like, fuck. And TikTok and Clubhouse, they're all fucking China-owned, government-type. All your data gets sent from that shit over there. So that's why the main thing in the States, when we started getting into an altercation, because we found out they were selling that your personal shit, they were like, they were going to ban it. You know, the ban of TikTok that was happening like not even that long ago. That was all because of this giant feud that was going on that nobody knew about. They're like, no, it was because it was something they said about the. No, it's because they didn't want you sending your data to this giant thing that gets put in a database in a whole nother country where they're going to start using your shit against you. That was the whole point. And then when they offered to buy it or when they offered to make it more Americanized, another one came out. There's another TikTok off brand. It's nuts. I'm sorry for ranting for like 30 minutes, but dude, this fucking thing will make your mind go, I don't even know what's going on. You just want to step outside and stick your head under a fucking lawnmower.
Yeah. I know what you're saying. I found one earlier, just coming back to sort of conspiracies. There's a channel called Birds Aren't Real. You know, there's a theory that birds aren't fucking real.
I've talked to a few people.
Now, I think that channel is satire. I think he's taking it with a pinch of salt, but there's people out there who think birds aren't real.
They're not.
They're not, yeah? Okay.
No. I had talked to someone who told me that. I was like, what's your... What do you mean? Like, I understand it from like, if you talk about like simulation theory, birds being an omen for bad things happening. So maybe it's a glitch in the system letting you know something bad's about to happen. But then I was asking him about it. He goes, no, it's the power lines. They charge up the bird. And then I'm like, fuck, man. Because if you really look at the history, we put a 200 million or $20 million listening device inside of a cat. And it got killed the first 20 seconds that it was released on its first mission. Because we chose a cat because we're like, cats are intelligent compared to dogs. They released this cat out of this van and this cat ran right into fucking traffic, got hit by a taxi, and it's fucking $200 million down the fucking drain. I'm like, oh my Jesus. God.
But I put a video up the other day about flat earth theory. Just because I knew it'd get engagement. It sounds childish, but I put a video out and I said, I've got a question for flat earthers, because for some reason on my For You page, a load of conspiracy theories come up and most of them were flat earth. I was like, right, okay. Another one. Scrolling. I was like, right, I'm going to address this. I said, I've got a question for flat earthers, right? I keep seeing the videos, blah, blah, blah. And then I just said, who gives a fuck? That was my question. Who gives a fuck? The amount of responses I got on that video was ridiculous. People insulting me, people insulting each other, people saying that flat earth proves God. And I wasn't being a dick about it. I wasn't saying I believe or don't believe. I was just like, if you believe, let's have a civilized conversation, not an argument, but it's just not possible. You can't have a conversation with these people. It's always an argument. Like, you don't believe me, so you're a dickhead. Yeah, but you don't believe me, so you're a dickhead. It's like, can't you just say, right, that's what you think. Why do you think that? Give me a source to look into. Give me some links. Give me an article to read and all this shit. But they just say, no, flat earth proves God. It's in the Bible. But what? But the other thing as well is it's NASA. We don't have NASA in the UK. How can it be a global conspiracy? Like, NASA?
You've hit a topic that goes deep down into my podcast. So the Power Ranger guy I was mentioning, I love him to death, but he's a flat earther. And I've talked to astrophysicists.
What do you mean is a Power Ranger guy?
He was the stunt, the Power Rangers, like the fucking Power Rangers.
Yeah, no, you're making it out like he's a fucking psychopath who thinks he's a Power Ranger. But he was on the show.
Yeah, he was the stunt man for like most of them from 1998 to 2003.
So
I grew up. So when to me, that's like I just met Jesus Christ. Like that's my fucking hero, and we're fucking friends. I hope.
But the way you portray it, you're like, he's the Power Ranger guy. It's like, oh, that's my mate John. He thinks he's a Power Ranger, but we'll just let him get on with it.
He didn't fall out of a tree, but. he's a flat earther, but I've talked astrophysics, but he makes sense in a lot of the way he's talking. I've watched these debates on YouTube. I've watched every single one from NASA scientists to debating with flat earthers, and they start talking about it. NASA does fake a lot of shit when it comes to, like, I don't believe the moon landing. I'm not saying it didn't happen. I just don't think it happened when we said it happened. I think they filmed it and then they released it like, we're already on the fucking moon, we won the race, and then later we landed on it and they're like, all right, now we fucking did it. Because it's so weird, because did you know they had cyanide capsules sewed into their suits. Mm-hmm. I didn't even know that. I'm like, what the fuck are we? And it's just, so every information that comes out ends up being wrong later. I'm like, be honest about your shit. That's all I want out of people. That's why I like crackheads so much. They're fucking why are you grinding your teeth? I'm on crack. It's like, thank you. You're honest about your shit. I really appreciate that. But nobody
that's
wants
a t-shirt,
to be honest.
That's why I like crackheads.
Yeah, that
should be a great t-shirt. But the thing is about that, like, people hear that and think, you don't believe the moon landings. You got a tinfoil hat on your head. It's like, nah. But like you say, there was a massive space race in like the 60s, and Russia were kicking America's ass. Like, America were nowhere near the fucking moon. Yeah. And then all of a sudden they landed on the moon. They're like, yep, we're here. And it's like, that to me is a bit weird. But when you ask people, my favorite part is asking people about things. And you can say, if we've been to the moon in 1969 and technology is what it is now, why haven't we been back? People say, why isn't there a live HD webcam on the moon? And the argument to that is the cost versus reward. Like, think of the cost it'd take to send you to the moon, right? Or to have a live HD camera on the moon. What, so that you can stream it whenever you want? Where's the cost versus reward ratio there? It doesn't make sense. Millions of dollars so that you could live stream Earth from the moon, which people will only say it's fake. They'll only say it's CGI. There's no fucking point.
I think with any I'm glad we're doing conspiracies this episode. This is fun. I like talking because no one ever wants to talk this stuff with me. It's always
I love it.
I look at, because I've talked to everyone that's involved, either not believing in it or believing in it. And I always try and look at the other side. They all make sense. And the issue is that with all this facts of stuff like the Earth being flat or the Earth being round, they're not giving any, like,
but why? Why does it matter? People say your life will change if you find out it's flat. My life wouldn't fucking change. I said it'd be front page news for a day. Then someone else had shagged someone else. That'd be front page the next day. It'd die a death. Prince Philip, our king, our queen's husband, died.
Old age.
Yeah, a few weeks ago. It was
some people are mad
news.
About that.
It was front page news for a couple of days. Now it's forgotten. I don't read newspapers, but if I bought a newspaper today, it wouldn't be about Prince Philip. It'd be about someone calling someone a dickhead or trying to cancel fucking a drink. Do you know what I mean? Stupid stuff like that. That's what it would be about. It wouldn't even be about that. It'd be, the earth is flat. You'd sell a headline the next day. So-and-so spotted eating a kebab in the street.
Because debates, there's a point of it where I think it's fun, but then there's a line that gets drawn of when this isn't insane and tasking. The whole point of like debates and why these things are fun to watch and these things are fun to talk about, like if you get into an engaging conversation, it's like an intellectual chess match. You're basically having like, you know, a discussion, but the issue is that discussion ends up picking up the chessboard and then bashing someone over the head with it until they're fucking dead. Like it doesn't, it never does not escalate. And like with Flat Earth, it's the same thing with Coke and Pepsi. Why do people fight over what's better, Coke or Pepsi? There's people that will never drink a Pepsi because they think it sucks dick. And then there's people that will never drink a Coke because they think it tastes like ass water. And I'm like, fucking, it's a drink, but people are going to argue over what they argue with. I just saw on my Twitter, and this will show you my algorithm. Whoever my algorithm guy is, that dude's probably planning to kill me. Like, I just picture my name on a whiteboard and he's like, this motherfucker. And he's just circling it in fucking red lighter or something like that. But there was someone, a scientist, that tweeted, Prince Philip died of old age. And then they retweeted it and they quoted it and they said, why the fuck are people still saying dying of old age? The man lived to be this how many years old and he died. That's not a good medical diagnosis. And I'm like, what do you want them to say? That he died of fucking heart just stopped? What, like, why do people still use old age? And from their perspective, it makes sense. Why don't I get the actual details and facts and stuff? But it's like the man was fucking almost 100 years old.
He was 99, but why do you need that information?
That's what I'm saying, is people are always going to start a feud over something or have a different perspective of something. Everyone wants conflict. It doesn't matter what the fuck you're doing. I talked about this years, or when I, like, probably when I was episode 200 or so, I talked about, like, have you ever had one of those days where it's just a average day? And you're like, what do you mean an average day? You fucking go to, at this time I was in school when I started thinking about this, I was like on the bus to ninth grade or some shit. So picture a fresh little me on a bus with my little book bag.
Look exactly the same as you. I don't know.
I do look like a child. I didn't have the beard though. It was just a, but I was like, okay, I went to school. No conflict happened. No weird interactions happened. Just went to school. And I felt like I was on autopilot. Then I got home and I turned on Jersey Shore. And then I fucking got my fill of conflict when I saw people fucking screaming at each other and all this type of shit. You need that in your everyday life. And if you don't find it somewhere, you will try and seek it out, or somehow you will will it into the universe. It just fucking happens. I remember this was just last year, and I talked about it the day after it happened on my show. I was at my work, the gym. It's probably July, and I'm sitting there, you know, typing on the computer, signing somebody up for a membership. And I fucking look over and this dude, old guy, falls backwards off the Stairmaster and hits his head on the ground and fucking died. And they brought him back to life. I remember calling 911 and describing to 911 how to get to the gym. They're like, what side of Food Line are you on? North or south? I'm like, fuck, what? And they're like, left or right? And I'm like, depending on where you're coming in from, it could be left or it could be the right. And they're like, this person's gonna die if you do not give us the correct address. And I'm just like, like, I'm in the state of shock. But that was the conflict that happened, and the rest of my day was average, normal as shit. So it really kind of, somehow you will it into the universe, somehow it just happens. But there's always that conflict.
I think you only remember conflict because it's like, if you recall a holiday, let's say, I can't remember if I discussed this with you previously, but if you go on a holiday and you tell someone you had a good time, first of all, I find that a lot of times when I'm doing something, I don't necessarily enjoy it at the time, but when you look back on it, you think it was really good.
Because you remember the good parts.
Yeah, that's the first part. You don't remember the mundane, right? So if you say, oh, I had a great holiday to wherever, what did you do? Oh, we did, we went rollerblading, we went out, we had drinks, we went for this meal, it was so good. All right, okay. But what about like the Monday when you didn't do anything? You went for your sunbathe, then you went to the hotel, you had a nap, you went out, you had a meal, you went to bed. You don't remember that stuff. Your mind doesn't remember that shit. You only remember stuff that either impacts you negatively or positively, because why would you remember the mundane? It makes no sense.
Yeah, kind of like, do you want to be remembered as a good person or a bad person? But no one remembers that just average person. It's like, why don't people remember me?
It's social media, right? You know what fucks me off about social media? Not the fact that everyone portrays their...
you said fucks me off.
I know, fuck me off here. It's not the fact that everyone portrays their perfect image of their self. I get that. I get why people do that. But it's like people who say, follow your dreams. You know, you have to follow your dream. It's all right. You can say that. You followed your dream. Your dream works. Some people don't have a dream. If everyone followed their dream and wanted to become a movie star, right? Who's cleaning the toilets? Who's the taxi drivers? Who's making your kebab after a night out? Who's working on the broadband lines when your phone's not working? Do you know what I mean? Who's doing the mundane shit? You need the worker ants.
There was a big debate when they were going to raise minimum wage in the States. Like working at McDonald's, you make like $16 an hour. People are like, well, that's more than my fucking job. But I work at like an actual fucking like office and shit. Like I actually went to school to get this job. And it's like, well, if they raise the minimum wage, people are like, well, you're doing a kid's job. And in some sense, that is kind of what the thing, like delivery drivers, all these things are jobs for teens. They're jobs that you're supposed to be doing when you're young, not when you're 60 or 70 years old delivering Domino's pizza. I got your extra cheesy crust just like fucking you spit all over my goddamn food. I don't want the rest of it now. It's in the box. It's like, what's in the box? I don't know. I forgot already. It's like, because you have Alzheimer's and you're fucking driving a 2002 Lexus. I don't understand.
Your delivery drivers come up and tell you what the order is.
Yeah. No, I don't know. I haven't gotten delivery in the longest fucking time. I refuse to eat out anywhere.
I was just come and knock on door, hand it to you with a deadpan expression and just walk off.
The one time I ordered pizza was like, I think the last time. I always order from Domino's just because oregano on the crust, can't beat it.
Oregano.
Oregano, sure. Whatever you want to say in your land of living. But the guy, we were doing Halo 3 ODST, the Vidmaster achievement, where you have to survive all the waves and shit. So we're like 14 years old at the time. So we called a pizza. We had $20 delivered and it was like 26 something. And we just told the guy we didn't have the money for it. And like, I have three friends upstairs playing the fucking game where I'm trying to get the pizza and then run upstairs with the pizza. But the dude's like, you don't have enough. And I'm like, can I talk to you for a minute? I had him come in my house and sit down on the couch that's like right next to the door. And I just go, man, we're doing this. And I explained the whole getting the Vidmaster achievement. We've been playing this game for 3 hours. It's like a 5 hour long endeavor you have to get into. There's no save points. Once you die, you have to restart all the way back to the beginning. So there's like no walking away. You got to make sure you're fucking attentive to it. And this was the most important thing in my life at the time. So that shows you your responsibilities when you're a kid compared to when you're older and you're like, well, fuck, I got to remember to turn the oven off or I'll burn the house down compared to back then where it's like, what kind of candy do I want to put in my water to make it flavored? Skittles, fucking toss that in there. you like my examples? They're fucking spot on. But I remember I was explaining to him and he just looks at me and he sees a bunch of kids playing games and trying to have a good night. And he's just like, all right, man. And he just grabs a slice and fucking walks right out with the $20. Doesn't ask for the $6 or whatever. He probably ended up covering it on his own end. But man, that like that sense of like the dude fucking understood. That dude was in his 20s. He wasn't a 90-year-old guy delivering pizza. So the whole idea is swinging back around to like the minimum wage being raised. When you work at McDonald's, you work at this, I get it. If somehow you got fucked over and then you ended up in this type of job and you know, this is not, but that's not what it was intended for. They're intended to be for younger people, not older people. You know, when you see an 80-year-old person working at the dollar store because the economy's so fucked that they don't have retirement benefits anymore. They're not supposed to be doing that job. They're supposed to be doing something a little bit different. And so when you see someone on social media say, you know, I got this, get this, you can do whatever you want. Like when I see Kevin Hart, for instance, when he goes, he said in that Joe Rogan podcast, he said, God, every like five words, I wanted to fucking, what about the people that aren't religious? What about the people that, so is the secret to get beating the system just saying God every fifth word? Like, there are people out there that don't, you need the average people. You need the people that are doing the side job. That's how it keeps the world running. They're doing something just as important as you are. Not everyone wants to be a fucking actor. My buddy, for instance, works HVAC. That's all he gives a fuck about doing. He does not give a shit about being famous. Does not give a shit. He owns five vehicles. That's a psychopath. Why the fuck do you need five vehicles? To stare at them? I like collecting. I'm like,
you only drive one at a time. Got ya.
He only drives one. The others just sit there and he just starts them to make sure they still start. And then he washes them like every weekend. I'm like, what are you doing? He's like, I'm washing the cars. I'm like, did that last weekend. Wow. Yeah, I'm doing it again.
Yeah. But the thing, coming back to the God thing, I'm an atheist as well. Technically, I guess I'm agnostic because like you can't prove it either way. But personally, I just don't believe in it.
I'm open to all realms of interpretation.
Yeah. I mean, if I'm wrong, I'll pay my sins in hell or whatever. So my problem with that is people call God, the Christian God, the one true God, right? So what about all the other religions in the world where there's many multiple gods? What makes their gods incorrect? Your belief in your one true God. I get that. But they think the same about their God. So in their life, they're teaching their kids that this is what happens in your religion. This is what happens in your life. This is the God. This is what happens when you die. This is how you get to heaven or whatever you call heaven. And it's the same for me. I don't believe in a God. So I don't feel like I have to worry about heaven. I'm not God fearing. You know, I don't thank God for things because for me, it doesn't make sense. I get why people believe in like faith. They have faith. They believe in an afterlife because the thought of death and nothing being after is scary. I get that. Because for me, we're just cells. And after that, there's nothing. That's a frightening thought. But I just don't get why that one true God, you know, you read the Bible and you, for example, bring it back. The earth is flat. It says it in the Bible. Read the Bible. But to me, that's a work of fiction. It's just a book. It's no different to books come today, which is fiction. It's no different to that from me. But I don't take that as gospel. I don't live my life by that book, whereas loads of people do. Even in this day and age, it's baffling. And I think probably today there's far less religious people than there has ever been.
52%.
What's in America?
Well, the general population overall census, there's about 52% of the population that doesn't have a religion.
That doesn't have a religion.
Doesn't know what to believe in.
Okay. So I assume that figure's a lot higher than years gone by.
Well, that was the most recent one. At least last I checked, probably like about a month and a half ago. Before it went from, I mean, it's gone from 2% to fucking 47 was in 2011. Then and now it's like 53%.
Yeah. So it's rising rapidely.
That's just the power of the internet, power of everybody having access to whatever fucking information. People find something they adapt to more than what they, because before you only knew about the religions that were in your town or in your fucking state or whatever. Now that's transcended to the world. You know, you have information if you want to get into Taoism. I can't speak too heavily or talk bad about religion right now because I'm trying to get priests on as guests, because I've had ex-cult people on where I need to kind of fucking swing to the other side and see what. I've had rabbis on in the past, but I need more priests on. Someone tell me about Gad.
That's not me. I can't tell you about God. But
is he nice? God,
he's a good lad. He's a good lad.
Why great is he beard. A guy?
God's a guy. Come on.
I met God's Jesus at a Taco Bell in my dream. So I don't know. He hit spot on to what a lot of people say about him.
Here's a question. Bring it back to, is God a guy? What do you think about people playing historical characters, such as, I can't remember the character, but there was an African-American lady who played, I think she was American. I don't know if it was Anne Boleyn. It might have been one of Henry VIII's wives. This is how much I know. But there was a historical woman who was Caucasian being portrayed by a black actress. And for some people, that's absolutely outrageous, because historically, that person was white.
I mean, if they're a popular figure, like I wouldn't, I mean,
this is real people. This isn't like James Bond, who's a fictional character.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? So people are saying, yeah, but that's a fictional character. This is a real person, blah, blah, blah. For me, I don't give a shit.
I don't know. I mean, I don't really give, I'm going to watch it anyway, probably. I mean, I can see where people could be upset because you want an actual representation of some things. Like I wouldn't just, you know, like you see shows that do comedy skits where it's like every famous person's a black guy and it's, even though it's like George Washington, it's like, but George Washington was known to be white. I mean, that's not going to upset me, but if people want actual fucking like an Abraham Lincoln documentary, you're not going to be very happy if the dude's like Pacific Islander. You're gonna be like, what the fuck is, if it's Jason Momoa playing Abraham Lincoln, you're gonna, even if it's Jason Momoa, you're still gonna be like, what the fuck? Like, this isn't what I paid for. This isn't, I'm watching a documentary. Now, if he's playing Abe Lincoln Vampire Hunter, I'm fucking down with it. I don't give a shit.
Yeah. But like, if it wasn't Daniel Day-Lewis in Lincoln, for example, and it was Jason Momoa, you think it probably wouldn't have won an Oscar, for example?
Probably, because I think especially if you're doing like a person that actually lived, you want to make sure you can hit that likeliness to a T. Like they have they have a new movie coming out. I think it's Disney that's making it, or I don't know if it's a Netflix original, but he's like a warlord from Japan, and they got an actual like monk or Japan guy to like an actual perfect representation of like this dude looks like that could be his ancestor, just with the nose is in the up in the perfect, like even if it's like subtle things like that, even if they're white and that person they're copying is white, you're looking for the person that looks exactly like that fucking person, where it's like you could be related. Like if I'm gonna hire someone that looks like Matthew McConaughey, I want to make sure it's to a fucking T of Matthew McConaughey, which is going to be damn near impossible to find.
I think that's an interesting point, because if you think about it, if you play a historical character, so this actress, for example, I'm sure it's Anne Boleyn. It might be Mary, Queen of Scots. It's some historical British woman anyway. So it's a fictional, it's not fictional. It's, I don't know if it's a film or whatever, but it's a real person. And in that, as an actress, you dress in the attire that that person wears from the period to make it authentic. So I think the argument is you've gone to the extent of dressing the same way as this person. And like in Lincoln, Daniel Day-Lewis will have had makeup done to adjust his face to make sure he looks exactly like Abraham Lincoln, facially as well as in costume. So I think that's part of the thing they say, well, you go to the effort of trying to dress like the person. So you want to try and appear like the person. But historically, it's incorrect.
That's a sketchy line, man. Because if you talk about like the movie with Tom Hardy, Al Capone.
Awful film.
He did a pretty good job looking like Al Capone, in my opinion.
Yeah, it looks like him, but that film is shit.
I haven't seen the film, but when I saw like the pictures of him and how much weight he put on to play the role, and I was like, that's fucking amazing to me. Like, even if someone says like, sorry, you don't fit the role of what an Al Capone would look like. And the guy goes, I can get there though. And then you see that dude later and he looks exactly like it weight wise, you know, and you're able to put cosmetics on him and stuff. I think it's fucking to a T. You ever see Guardians of the Galaxy 2?
No.
The guy who played Ego. You ever see Guardians of the Galaxy?
I don't fuck with superhero shit.
Fucking hey, man. It's like tossing rocks at a window that nobody's answering. Chris Pratt, his dad in the film is the guy who played in, you ever see The Hateful Eight?
Yes.
Okay. Kurt Russell.
Mm-hmm.
He is played by Kurt Russell. Well, to use the actual like younger version of Kurt Russell, like when Kurt Russell was in his 20s, is they did a little bit of CGI on another actor who looked like his face. And that's how they got the best representation. Because if you look at, for instance, Red Hot Chili Peppers, the drummer Chad Smith looks exactly like Will Ferrell, like to a fucking T. Yeah. So if you're going to make a movie with Chad Smith, and you want to decide, you know, do a stunt double, or you can't get Chad Smith to film on these certain scenes, you're going to look to the person that is the best representation to what Chad Smith looks like. For instance, I look a little bit like Tom Holland. People want to throw, like, say, stunt double work. That's any stunt double looks like the actual actor. That's the whole point. You're not going to fucking get a stunt double that is completely 400 pounds more than the other person. It's not going to fucking work. Even if you watch the old Beverly Hills Cops, there are scenes where if you pause it, I remember because my buddy's brother had seen Beverly Hills Cops like a billion times, where he would pause it and be like, that's a stunt double. I'm like, how do you know? He goes, look at his fucking hair. And it's supposed to be Eddie Murphy going through the window. But when he's crashed through the window on the ground and he's getting up, his fucking hair is like gelled like a comb over. And it's like, what the fuck is that? It's like, that's a stunt double. Like, the hair's different. He grew like an extra inch of hair and it's pulled over to the side. It's like, oh my God. Like, he was pointing out all these things. Stunt double. And I started looking at like Beverly Hills Cops. I'm like, oh my God, he's a lot of stunt doubles in these scenes.
Yeah. Well, Eddie Murphy's not going to get himself injured, is he?
He's an amazing actor and comedian.
Yeah. Here's a question, conspiracy. I've just recently discovered the no plane theory. For 9/11.
Yeah, that goes pretty deep. It's actually, so I have special episodes because I think I'm on episode, I think 10 of my podcast so far, episode 10. Not anywhere past 10, not coming up on 800. No, not at all. But so the only time I had a special episode was 777. My buddy called it when he was first on episode 348. So he waited a year and a half for that special number. My only other episode coming up that is special is 9/11. And that one, I'm going to get two people that were involved in the first responder to that call, and then also some military people to ask about their where they were on that day. And then also conspiracy theorists to wrap up the end of the show. It's going to be a good 5 hour long episode. It's going to be
Are you going to have them all on together?
No, they're all going to be separate.
I was going to say that that caused riots.
Yeah, it's going to be a good long fucking 5 hour one just in honor of that day. We got a call about it a few months before saying there was going to be a terroristic attack on our one of our major landmarks, and we just took it as like pfft, and fucking pass it off and didn't say, didn't even worry about it. And then it fucking happened, and that changed it. Kind of people complain about like it let the door open for daddy's big eye, or you know, like this watchful eye of like a higher power, such as like the government being able to track you and spy on you and open up all this data information stuff, which is probably true, but also it was in fact of this thing that happened. So people can say that the plane didn't exist, that it was a bomb or it was other stuff. There's plenty of points on their sides about it, but from what I've heard and talked to people, when they say like I watched a fucking plane crash into our fucking yeah, I'm like, all right, I don't know how to, I don't know, I it's the conspiracy one I just won't even touch, just like you won't touch that one murder. I wipe my hands with that one.
It's like the ultimate conspiracy theory, and it kind of set the bar for, I think that was kind of, what's the word I'm looking for? That kind of set off this trend of real conspiracy theories going up, and especially combined with the internet coming up as well, you know, around that time. And I think it's just, that's like the forefather of the granddaddy of them all, if you like. It's like the WrestleMania of conspiracy theories.
That's not the, that's the one that's probably the most unsolved, but the one in my mind when I think of ultimate conspiracy theory is Bohemian Grove.
Never heard of that.
Are you fucking kidding me? Where all of
Bohemian
our
Grove.
politicians are dressed up in cloaks and burning a small wood effigy in front of a giant owl statue? So you know Jeffrey Epstein, right?
Yeah, I don't know him personally, but I know his
Okay.
story,
But
the
you know
record.
Epstein Island, right?
Yeah.
Where the child slaves and all that stuff are over there. Well, the Alex Jones, one of these giant conspiracy guys, talked about Bohemian Grove, that there was a bunch of these high political figures like presidents and CEOs and all these things that are involved in Congress, members of our Senate over here, that would gather at this place called Bohemian Grove, and they would dance and have these weird orgies and parties and types of this sort, and burn a little wooden effigy of like a person in the shape of a person in front of a giant statue of an owl known as Moloch. And people are like, you're fucking nuts. And then there's a video of it where you're like, oh my fucking God. And you realize like the shit's true. And it's funny because like my parents and then my grandparents, I mentioned that too when the information came out, and they're like, what the fuck are you talking about? And then they saw the video, they're like, oh my God. And I'm like, you realize the internet now, where like they're not giving any room for conspiracy theorists not to be true. Like, because everything, if you take, there's a meme where it has everything Alex Jones, you know who he is, right?
I don't think I do, no.
Okay, he's a big guy. Like, you see memes about him where he's like this, and he's like a bunch of shit. He's the crazy, outrageous stuff, but he was a guy involved in the Sandy Hook thing. Not the killer, but like the guy that said that it was all crisis actors.
Right,
So
okay.
he got a lot of flack and people hate him for that. One thing he got wrong. But the issue was when you dive down a conspiracy rabbit hole, you find more than one, you find multiple. There are people that say MK Ultra is a conspiracy theory. That's 100% true though. MK Ultra, the government brainwashing people, creating sleeper agents and all these things. These are actual fucking things that happened, and they're recorded on the CIA website. The CIA, the awesome thing about them is right now on your computer, you could type in CIA.com or whatever, and it's going to give you the first link. It's going to be CIA website. All their documents from aliens to whatever is all on there. It's all honest and open about their shit. but they black out everything. So there's like keywords you have to read, like UFO, then it's like paragraph or page down, and it's a whole bunch of other stuff. But Bohemian Grove was this actual thing. And if you look at the meme that everything Alex Jones has ever predicted, it's all came true, but five things that haven't happened yet. It says you are here on the meme, and it has a whole list of everything he's gotten right from, I think his one that we're at right now is monkey chimera hybrids, which he talks about experimentation on animals to crossing them with humans, which 2.5 weeks ago, I think we all saw the Twitter hashtag that was trending where they grew human organs inside of a monkey.
Right.
For harvesting, they figured that if you can inject an embryo of a chimp and be able to grow a human liver in a monkey, then you could cut that liver out and transfer it over to that person. So now they can be able to take your cells out of your body or your blood and be able to grow a new organ in an animal and then cut it out and then give it to you. So you have a brand new liver. That was he predicted that years ago, and it came fucking true now. He also predicted that.
They've done that on rats before, though. Do you remember that rat who had or a mouse who had an ear on its back?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So all these stuff is conspiracy theories and stuff. And I say you got to really look at everything he says, because everything he says might sound really ridiculous. And that's just because when you get so infatuated with conspiracy theories, it's so hard not to fucking turn into everything's against you. You turn into a That's why most people who study conspiracy theories are schizophrenic. It's so hard not to know what's real anymore. It's because it's there's so much shit you wouldn't even think of, and you realize it's all fucking happening. What do you call it? There was a, his one thing that he gets memed about is there's a video of him going, "They're making the frogs gay." That's what he says. He just screams it. "They're making the frogs gay." And everyone's like, "What are you talking about?" And he talked about that there were the crop dusting, the GMOs and all this stuff, the chemicals were making frogs gay. And then there was a study that came out that actually there's a certain pesticide, a little chemical in the pesticide that's actually changing frogs' gender, such as some female frogs growing male genitalia and some male frogs that are losing their actual genitalia. It's actually morphing their DNA sequence at birth and all these things that were actually happening. He said it in a really ridiculous way, and the truth of it is actually pretty shocking that he was correct on all this stuff. So they're looking through everything that he said. The only thing that hasn't came true yet, he talked about time traveling elves, and he talked about a bunch of shit. He's gotten 10 of the 15 correct. So I'm like, I'm not going to fucking say he's not right, even with time traveling elves, because I've heard people on DMT explain experiences of seeing those things. So I'm like, maybe he's going to fucking, you know, I got proof. I'm a big alien guy. When the COVID bill released and they released all that alien shit, I was like, I'm fucking in. But then I think 20 episodes ago, I heard a UFO encounter experience of a dude talking about what he saw in the sky that was like UFO aliens. Then if you look 200 episodes before that episode, where I know these people have never met each other in their entire lives, and they talked about these encounters at two different times, one dude being 45 years old, the other dude being in his 20s, they explained to me the exact same thing. And I'm like, that's fucking proof to me that you guys have seen the actual same thing. So it might be exactly what you're saying. The only issue is if you hear someone talk about conspiracies or you hear someone talk about aliens or something, they sound very, very bullshit. Like even famous encounters. And that's because it's so hard for your brain to be able to explain using words the things that you've seen when we might not have words in our English dictionary that can best representation that.
There's a good analogy that Ricky Gervais used to use, and he used to say, well, it's when he did his podcast with Carl Pilkington. He said, if a lion spoke English, so it spoke English, it understood English perfectly well, you still wouldn't be able to hold a conversation with a lion because you've got no reference points.
You know what I would say to that, though?
What?
Guess the cat doesn't got your tongue anymore. Ho ho! And then just fucking walk out of the room, mic drop it.
And then the lion eats you.
Ah, damn it.
Could he tell you he was going to eat you? Even if he spoke English?
I said, I'm going to eat you. Okay.
I'm going to eat you. Come here, I'm going to eat you.
You sound like the guy from The Wizard of Oz.
Yeah. The Cowardly Lion.
He wanted courage.
Yeah.
You were now courage all along.
Courage. Now he eats humans. That's how courageous he is.
Did you see the Family Guy episode where they were doing that? He goes, "Scarecrow, what do you want, a brain?" He goes, "How fucking rude. How rude. Calling me dumb. How dare you, bitch. Imagine you got a man, he's stupid." And he just starts cussing at her. Like, this is funny.
I watched Family Guy for a long time.
I was watching it again last night. It's good, though. just a good thing to have on his background noise. And then you actually start paying attention. They told me Patrick Swayze was dead. I had no idea.
I died a while ago.
He was like the ghost of Patrick Swayze. I'm like, oh, that's Patrick Swayze. He's going to watch this and be upset. And they're like, look it up. And I'm like, look, is Patrick Swayze really dead? And I Googled it. And I was like, oh, my God, Family Guy's teaching me right now. Like they had their newest episodes. They got really political, where they were talking about a bunch of stuff happening in the government. And every time at the bottom, they would say like a rant about Trump or rant about whatever. They at the bottom would say, look it up. And then you fucking look it up and it's true. Yeah. It's like, oh my God.
Yeah.
Oh, what is happening? I watched a video and I'm not pro Trump. I'm not pro Biden, but I watched a video of Biden and he was greeting people at school. And I was thinking, if I was president, I would not do any of this shit. Even if it's supposed to what look good, people go, you're making a public appearance at a school. It was so awkward. The kids have the little wall barriers up so no kid like sneezes. Like they're a fucking salad at Pizza Hut where you have the sneeze guard up so no one sneezes on your shit. And he was walking up, but he was like awkwardly standing in the back and he'd like, her? And then he would walk to the back and be like, hello, I'm the president. And then the girl's just like, fucking seven, like doesn't know what the fuck's going on drawing. And he fucking stands behind her like plexiglass thing. And he's looking at her drawing from a distance, like interesting, interesting. And I'm like, this just looks like dog shit. Like this, why the fuck would you sign up for this?
Well, people think he's being deep faked, don't they? Biden.
People think he's not alive anymore. Like, I mean, towards the end, I thought Prince Philip was like, what are they putting into him to make him fucking move?
Yeah, he was old. But yeah, people say there's a green screen whenever Biden's there. Have you seen the guy on TikTok called Deep Tom Cruise?
No, but I'm interested. I don't have TikTok. I won't go on that app.
Well, that's fine. I don't think he's on anything else. Basically, it's an actor who one of his characters he portrays is Tom Cruise, but someone has used the technology of deepfake to put Tom Cruise's face on his. And honestly, people are questioning whether or not this is actually Tom Cruise. Even though you know it's an actor, the deepfakes are that good. Like he takes his shirt off, puts it back on, does this with his face, moves his hair like this. It's ridiculous. The mannerisms are on point. And you can kind of tell it's not his proper face because it's one kind of expression. But the technology, man, it's frightening what they can do. Because you'll get things where they say, I never said that. It was a deepfake. How can you prove it?
There was did you see the hashtag trending on Twitter where they said something about the inaugural announcement that the president's supposed to make in like February, and they're wondering why Biden never made it yet. Like he was supposed to address everybody since now he's in office. He's supposed to do a public address. People are like, why hasn't he done it yet? And then they had a bunch of fact checkers check it, say, no, it's just a thing that like that they did. They didn't actually have to do an address to the public. It's just got people just thought they had to. And they just thought that was in the rule book. But no, they were just doing it out of like, oh, it's just a thing to do. And I'm like, yeah, why would they're going to fact check the fuck out of that? Because first of all, they don't want him getting up and speaking at all. Like they limit all of his press conferences and shit.
He struggles, man.
Oh my God, his last one was hilarious where he was like, he was talking about ghost guns, about banning guns. And he was like, there has been 8. And then he squints like he's reading something. He goes, 10. And I'm like, that motherfucker just read something off of like some dude in the back, like 10, fucking say 10. And I'm like, oh.
There's funny videos of people who make like spreadsheets or people who do drinking games. So it'll be like, how many billion is it? And it'll be 4 options and it'll be like 100 billion. So they'll circle it. 200 million. Then they'll circle the next one. And he's honestly saying stuff like 200 trillion billion. And he's talking about vaccines. We'll have 400 million vaccines, which is enough for 60 Americans. It's like, fucking hell. You're getting this shit wrong, man.
It's
so
like
bad.
Who wants to be a millionaire when they're like the $1 million question was one to set you up to fail. And it was like, what is the first letter of the alphabet? And then it was question. It said the answer, you know, to do A, B, C or D. It said A. And the answer to A was C. And then the answer was A. And then it's like, doesn't fucking matter. Cause you're going to have to clarify on what you fucking mean. And even then they could fuck you. But even if you say B, people are going to be like, that's going to get clipped and that's going to get put on the internet. As you had one fucking job and then they ask the question and then you give the answer B and it's like, you're fucking dumb.
Yeah. What's that Simpsons episode where I think it's where Homer grabs you're a Simpsons fan.
Yeah.
Yeah. Where he grabs the Venus de Milo gummy bear off that girl's ass. Right. And then that show called Rock Bottom interview him. And it's like, yeah, I just grabbed the thing and blah, blah, blah. And that, but they cut it and there's a clock behind him. So that every is like, I grabbed her sweet, sweet can and all this. And the clock's like changing every time it cuts. And then it just, it freezes on him like that.
They it's said, like,
Mr. Simpson, no! Dramatization may not have happened.
They said, the Simpsons predict a lot of shit. I think we can all see that they predicted some weird coincidences. That, yeah. They had the newest one with the vaccines where the doctor's trying to give Bart a vaccine or a vaccine for something like a shot, and he won't get the shot. And he sits there trying to jab him and he keeps moving. Then Bart escapes and jumps out the window. And then it fucking it's the dude, Dr. Herbert, whatever his name is. He grabs a vest of shots and puts it on and then grabs this giant crossbow that has a that shoots shots out of it. And he goes, Clarice, clear my appointments for the day. I got someone to get a shot. And then he fucking jumps out the window and goes after him. And then there's a dude in the lobby like, but I'm having a heart attack. And it's fucking, but I'm like, yeah, they predicted that. They're going to make you fucking take that shit whether you want to or not.
Oh, yeah. There's a funny South Park recently about vaccines and Cartman hates shots. So every time he goes in the doctor's office, he greases himself up like a pig. And then they have like, what do you call it? What do you call it when there's like there's cowboys and they ride bulls and shit? What do you call that event?
Bull riding?
Yeah, but the event, you go to the
rodeo?
Rodeo, that's it, yeah. So they have like a kid rodeo and it's doctors come out trying to catch, trying to catch kids to give them shots and they're squealing like pigs, man. It's funny as fuck.
Oh my goodness. that's another conspiracy theory is the vaccine one. I'm not even going to hop into that one. But Stuart, we've been talking for an hour and a half there, man. Where can people find you at, man? I know you're on YouTube now too.
Yes. I started filming on YouTube, British Murders Podcast. I'm on, mainly I'm on Twitter as far as talking to people or being accessible, Twitter and Instagram. But then if you want to listen, links there, you can go on Spotify, Apple, anywhere. But yeah, trying to get my YouTube built up now, so go to the YouTube,
subscribe to a show. I'm going to write. Should I do it on air? Hold on,
it's up to you, Matt. It's up to you.
He's got a gun to my head, people. Hang on a second. All right, let's see.
I'll see the notification if you do.
British Murders Podcast.
That's me. Oh,
here we go. 118 subscribers. I'm 119. Woo! Subscribe. Did you get a notification?
I'm refreshing. It's not come through yet. This is tense. See, this is reality TV, this, do you know what I mean?
We're going to sit and sign. Oh, my God, I got an advertisement for 2 for $6 sandwiches at Arby's, everyday value. That looks horrible. Oh, my God.
I'm so hungry, I could eat at Arby's.
I actually really like Arby's. So your episode that you're on right now, 1 view 4 hours ago. It's about to be 2 when I end this podcast. Did you get the subscription?
No, it's not come through. I'm on 23 views, it says on my side, from 6 hours ago.
Maybe I don't get your analytics because you're in the UK.
Maybe. It's got two likes, baby. It says I've got 119 followers.
That's me. I'm number 19. Yeah.
Proof is in the pudding. Thank you for subscribing.
All right. Thank you for listening to this episode of Out of the Blank Podcast. And stay
tuned. Before we finish, Robbie, I've got an episode coming up soon, which is a film review of Halloween from 2018. I actually give you a shout out in that episode.
Oh, my. What? When he was slamming the guy and drowning him in the water? Was like, this guy's psychopathic as Robbie from this one podcast.
No, because do you remember when we spoke last time? You asked me how I would kill someone. I said I would jump on their head.
With a fucking Converse sneaker.
Yeah. So there's a scene in Halloween 2018 where he stamps on a guy's head and it just splatters like a watermelon. So I said, oh, I was out of the blank. And he asked me how I'd kill someone. And this, I freaked out the person who came on to do the show called Lorraine from Once Upon a Nightmare. She was quite traumatized by that. But yeah, you'll get a shout out. I think it's next week. Comes out next week. Yeah.
I'll make sure I'm subscribed. So I'll get it. Ah, that's great. All right. Well, thank you all for listening and stay tuned for another episode of Out of the Blank Podcast.